I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Dan Gilroy's Nightcrawler is a dark dream of a thriller. The setting, seen mostly at night, is Los Angeles, where a drifter with a quick mind and hollow eyes finds his calling as a freelance video cameraman. Lou Bloom, who's played by Jake Gyllenhaal, forages for images of urban violence to feed the insatiable maw of local TV news. Lou is as scary in his smooth-talking way as Robert De Niro's Travis Bickle was in Taxi Driver. But Gyllenhaal's startling performance is far from the film's only distinction. Dan Gilroy's directorial debut connects its hero's tacit madness to the larger craziness of a broadcast medium that teaches vast numbers of viewers to live with a false sense of insecurity. At first, Lou is just a creep scavenging and selling scrap metal. From the opening frames, though, Robert Elswit's beautifully brooding cinematography conveys a sense of something significant going on, a vision of mean surface streets and sinuous freeways, of microwave towers showering data on the metropolis, of raw possibility. Lou is a quick learner. Once he sees how other video predators do it, he hustles himself an old camcorder and a cheap police scanner, and he's often running to the scenes of savage dog attacks, fiery car crashes, home invasions, and multiple murders. Dan Gilroy was a writer before he turned director, and Lou is a writerly creation. A sponge for swill, he's also an autodidact who spouts corporate speak and the jargon of interpersonal relations, even though he's almost indigent at the outset and not, in the strict sense of the term, a coherent person. Gilroy ups the dramatic ante by pointing his sleazy hero toward a woman named Nina Romina. She's the news director of the TV station with the lowest ratings in town, and she's played by Rene Russo with a steely desperation that's both chilling and quite moving. "You have a good eye," she tells Lou after he shows her a gory sample of his work. Nina inevitably makes you think of Faye Dunaway's Diana Christensen in Network, but Diana was preposterously over the top, while Nina is plain-spoken about her hunger for trash. "Think of our newscast," she says, "as a screaming woman running down the street with her throat cut." It's a good description of a local news operation that is itself over the top, but not by all that much. Like many a channel you're liable to surf, Nina's station packages fear and sells it shamelessly. As far as Lou is concerned, the station is heaven on earth, and Nina is his guardian devil, ever more lavish in her praise of his vile reportage. "I think," she tells her staff with quiet fervor, "Lou is inspiring all of us to reach a little higher." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.